T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We want to focus in on the redistricting decision from the Supreme Court yesterday, and we bring in Delegate Kirk Cox, the Speaker of the House of Delegates here in Virginia. Speaker, Mr. Speaker, good morning. How are you today?
Thanks, Gary. It's good to be with you. I'm doing well. Thanks.
Okay, so let's dive right in. I think we've heard, we've seen, but your reaction to the decision yesterday?
Well, I was naturally disappointed, but as I've told people, regardless, you know, we plan to defend and grow our majority. And we think we have a really good record to run on. We had the second largest tax cut in Virginia history this year. We froze college tuition, raised teacher pay. And let me say on the cutting taxes and things like freezing tuition, that wouldn't have happened if the Democrats were in charge. So we recruited very well. We have a really good, diverse group of candidates in the key suburban districts. We have 8 women, 2 African Americans. So we feel good going into November.
Okay, so obviously that's you take what you got and you move forward. But let's talk about the ruling just a little bit first. Why do you say, and other Republicans claim that the Attorney General did not do his job?
Well, the Attorney General's job, basically, and he's the only one that had standing, the court said, his job is to defend Virginia law, which he almost never does. And he basically refused to, you know, represent, you know, the legislature. And he's done this on other occasions, you know, whether it be voter ID, whatever. And here's what's dangerous, Gary. If someone sues over a law and the Attorney General agrees with them, he can simply refuse to defend the law. And so, and Mark Herring is very political. So what I really disagree with the Supreme Court is they've really said that a partisan Attorney General like Mark Herring can sort of determine the outcome of any case. If we pass a law, he decides, which he will do. And no Attorney General we've had to worry about this like this. He decides not to defend the case, or he has a liberal plaintiff, then we almost have no recourse. And it's really disturbing.
I was just going to say, so you say you almost have no recourse. Is there anything at all you can do before the 2021 election?
Well, I think on the redistricting piece, you know, there is nothing we can do. And we've moved on from that. You've got to go forth. We think we have a great contrast we can draw. But I think the disturbing thing is the precedent it sets for any attorney general across the nation. Supreme Court's going to have trouble rolling that back. What are they going to do when basically you claim they're the only one withstanding? Then how does the legislature basically defend the laws with the elected body? We're the house of the people. So I think it's a very disturbing trend. And if you look at it, what's interesting is, and people said this over, that Governor Northam and Mark Herring, please remember the Senate voted for this very redistricting bill, 32-5 vote in the Senate. Eric Holder pre-clears it, and then in 2018 joins this group that's suing all over the nation. Boy, if that's not political, I don't know what is political.
On a personal, as you shift gears and move forward and focus on the elections in November, just talk about the challenge for the Republicans and the opportunity at the same time for Republicans. And then on a personal level, these brand new lines make it a bigger challenge for you in your district.
Oh, yeah. My lines got worse. But one of the things I've always tried to do is, you know, knock doors, really try to be, hopefully, really, you know, respond to my constituents. I think, once again, I've said, I think we have a great record to run on. And I think the Democrats have some things they got to answer for, trying to repeal the right to work law, their version of the Green New Deal, which will cost $9.7 billion to Virginia taxpayers, the Kathy Tron bill that basically allows abortion up to the time of birth. People have to make a decision whether they want that liberal sort of California Democrat majority in charge. And I'm more than happy to contrast both what we've done on tax cuts and freezing tuition, what they would do if you put them in charge. Remember, we've killed all those bad bills. So As a matter of fact, the Virginia Chamber gave Democrats 7 Fs on business bills last year, average grade of D, Republicans average grade of A. So I'm looking forward to the challenge of, you know, articulating our ideas as opposed to theirs. We'll win on that.
We're talking to Speaker of the House, Delegate Kirk Cox. So for our listeners, this decision may mean they're being represented by a different delegate after this fall's election, correct?
Yeah, I mean, it changed probably around 25 delegates, as far as the drawing of those lines. But I would say in most of those seats where we really got somewhat adversely affected, we have very strong incumbents. My guess is they'll win most of those seats. And we have some great opportunities to pick up. Like I said, I think, our recruiting went beautifully. I mean, with 8 really strong conservative women in the suburbs and 2 good African-American candidates. And then some people like Randy Minshew and Rocky Holcomb that are running again. So I'm very confident we're going to hold the 51.
It's going to be fascinating as we move toward November to see how this all unfolds. So we thank your thoughts on that. Hey, on another topic, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax has been in the news lately pushing for criminal investigations, and his accusers have pushed back saying that the General Assembly needs to do something. Is there been any movement on that?
Yeah, let me clarify that a little bit, because all the news reports say the same thing, and that is the 2 women, Dr. Tyson and Mrs. Watson, want a General Assembly hearing. And that's not what they basically have said very, I think, clearly is they want a bipartisan process. And the Democrats have just flatly refused to do that. And we have asked them repeatedly to do that. And Rob Bell, who's our Courts Justice Chairman, has an update, has sent them another letter saying that, during the special session, ideal time to, have these hearings. And we're going to be fair. You can co-chair the hearings. We'll have exactly the same amount of Republicans and Democrats. You tell us how you want that done. You'll be a part of any of the decisions. And it'll be interesting to see if they say yes. If they don't, that is squarely on them. They're the ones that are refusing the hearings. And I think the news reports keep saying that the women are calling for hearings. They're calling for bipartisan hearings where the Democrats actually show up. If the Democrats don't show up, there's really little we can do. And I think that is a proper form. And I would really like to see them respond and not just, not like they have in the past. As a matter of fact, I'll say Rob Bell, even on the floor several months ago, said, let's go down right now and discuss this, and you tell us what you want to do as far as the hearing goes. And there was just nothing but silence on the floor from the Democrats.
Well, it'll be interesting to see. That's July the 9th, so there's still time to get all that together. We'll have to wait and see. Is there anything else you can do, or you've just put it out there and the ball's kind of in their court?
Well, I think the ball's in their court because women have been very clear it has to be bipartisan, so they've got to show up. If they continue to say they're not going to show up, we can't have hearings, but we have been very clear that there'll be due process, the lieutenant governor will be called, there'll be fair rules, it'll give a chance to have a public hearing. That's what the women want, which I think is very important. But the Democrats have to say yes, that the ball is squarely in their court. I think a lot of people don't understand that. That's what's got to happen for us to have these public hearings.
Okay, we really appreciate the time. Have a good day.
Thanks, Gary.
That's Speaker of the House, Delegate Kirk Cox.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.